Okay, so we're in the middle of discussing, right, the mitzvahs lovely on us, didn't you? So we're, I guess, in the midst of discussing, right, the first mahalach, right, getting to, like, how exactly the mechanics of mitzvahs lovely on us, didn't you? So the first approach we're going to be developing really a lot today, which is the you know, the idea of the approach of lo nechshav hana. That for some reason, all the hanos connected to the kiyum of mitzvah are not considered hana. Which means, and the obvious question is, why? Right? We pointed out there's schar ba'olam hazeh, there's schar ba'olam haba, there's a chasam sofer, right? There's a chasam sofer. The idea of, you know, yafa shah achas b'tshuva masim tovin ba'olam hazeh, the quality of life. All these different factors which seem to be hana, right? Inan agedolam izu. Right, all these hanos. So what does this approach mean when it says that these all these hanos are not considered hana for the purposes of the violation of Yisurei hana because of mitzvos lovely hanos? So that's what we have to develop today. So again, so within this first approach, the lo nechshav hana, that we don't consider these hanos to be hana for the purposes of Yisurei hana, we're going to see two different versions of it. Right? But before we get there, we have to be mocked in with a little background. Right, and the background is to point out this is a very stark contrast between Isurei Achila and Isurei Hana. It's a very important Hagdama. And then is when it comes to Isurei Achila, there's a very strong link between the person, between the Gavra, and the Chetza, which is being eaten. Why? Because what do you do when you eat an item? What do you do with it?
You get Hana.
Not only do you get a nut, but what do you do with it? You put it in your mouth, right? So there's a direct link between the gavra and the meichel iser, because you are taking the item, you're picking it up in most cases, and you're consuming it. There's a direct link between the gavra and the chetza when it comes to achila. Masha inkein, when it comes to hana, and this is going to be the key. The key is really a key pesach or mafteach for the rest of this year. When it comes to hana, there's not such a clear link between the gavra and the chetza, which is aser b'hana. For example, right, in many cases, hanos are very indirect. Classic example would be, right, I can get a hana from looking at a nice item. Right, so looking at it, I derive pleasure by looking at that item. But that's very indirect. Right? When you're looking at something, so do you necessarily touch it? Are you feeling it? No, it can be at a distance. Right, so when it comes to Isurei Hana, there many cases there is the link between the person and the item is very indirect, and therefore when it comes to Isurei Hana, you need to have a direct seruf, a direct connection between the person and the item which is Asur Bahana, in order for the person to violate that Isur Hana. So the very important Pesach here is that, right, in stark contrast to Isurei Achila, is a clear connection between the Gavra and the Meichel Iser. You're eating it, you're consuming it, you're putting it in your body. When it comes to Isurei Hana, that's not so clear. Right? The act of Kabbalah Sana, deriving benefit from an item, can be very indirect, and therefore Halacha is going to say that in order for a person to violate the Iser Hana, right, by getting hana from a certain chifetz, there has to be a direct nitzare, the direct seruf, direct connection between the gavra and the chevza. So now getting to mitzvahs l'adayon. So we're going to see that there can be two different versions of this lo nechshav hana approach in terms of what is the focus of breaking that seruf? What is the focus of breaking that seruf between the gavra and the chevza? So the first version, we'll call it 1A. Again, so approach number one is the idea of lo nechshav hana, is in contrast to approach number two, we'll get to in future shiurim, which is that it is hana, but the mitzvah is docha, the iser hana. So that's approach, right? So within approach number one, that it's all about, you know, saying that it's lo nechshav hana, we're seeing two different versions. So approach 1A is going to say that we're breaking the tseruf mitzad the gavra. Meaning, we're going to be a very important idea, which says that you only violate isuri hana when the hana is the primary action of the person. So again, according to this first version, 1A, right, we're going to say that you only violate an isur hana when the hana is considered the primary act of the person. If the Kabbalah Sana is only secondary, If it's only secondary, so then that, then the person is not enough connected, is not strongly enough connected to the chafza in order for the isra to be violated. So again, so before getting to the actual Rishonim in Mitzvah the Hanan, who again who focus on the Hanan not being the primary action of the person, I'd like to just again be mocked in with a very famous, very important Ran and Chulin. Right? So the Ran and Chulin, again, I have it, I put a little out of order. But the Ran in Chulin, again, it's talking about this case of Bas Tia. So we'll get to the details in a moment when we read it inside. But the major yisod that I want to get out of this Ran is that he says that the factor of psik resha does not apply to Yisuriyana. Let's get some background, right? Yo, what's the idea of Davar Shein Misgavin? What's the idea of psik resha? Just some background.
When it happens through the action
that
you're causing.
Right, so Davar Shein Misgavin is a general heter that if you don't intend to do the Isser, so then even if you end up doing it, you're not going to be liable, not going to be chayiv. But psik resha says that even if you're not mechavim, but if what? But if it's automatically going to take place, then it's still going to be usur. So the Ran brings up, let's say when it comes to Yisuri Ana, let's say you have a case, we'll get the details in a moment, where you're not mechavim to the Ana. But it's a case where the Ana is automatically going to come. So it's like a case of psik resha. Comes along the Ran says, you still have the heter of davar she'ino mechavim. Right, says the Ran, you still have the heter of davar she'ino mechavim when it comes to Yisuri Ana, even in a case of psik resha, where it's automatically, the Hanah is automatically going to take place. We'll get the details in a moment. But what's the Yisod here? The Yisod is exactly what we're saying before. That in order for you to violate Yisuri Hanah, the Hanah must be the primary Maisa, the primary action. And therefore, says the Ran, if you're not mechaving for that Hanah, then you're not going to violate the Isser, even if it's psik resha, even if it's automatically going to happen, because in order for the Hanah to be considered the primary action, you need to have kavana for it. So this Ran in Chulin is establishing a very important yisod, that again, the mechayev of psik resha does not apply to Yisuri Hanah, because in order to violate Yisuri Hanah, the Hanah needs to be the primary act of the person, and therefore he needs to have kavana. Okay? And again, that's going to be the basis of this current yisod of mitzvah, of the current mahalach. Mitzvah's lalei hanas ninu, is also going to dictate that the hana is not the primary act of the person. So again, this first version of 1a is that it's all focused on breaking the tzeref mitzad gavra by saying that the hana is not the primary act of the person. And the Ran is an example of this idea where he says that we go so far to say that you only violate yisuri hana when you are mechavin to it, and therefore the heter of davar she'ino mechavin is going to apply, even in a case of psik resha, because at the end of the day, it needs to be your primary action, and therefore you need to have kavanah. So let's just see this run inside and do some quick background. Okay, Moshe. So what's the case of Bas Tia here? Right, there's a Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Samach Vav on base, and there's all background to appreciate this famous run. So Bas Tia.
Bas Tia is this case of Yai Nesoch. That would be
in a barrel, right?
Right, in a barrel. The barrel has a neck in it, it's got a hole, and you want to smell, you're going to go smell the wine.
Exactly, to see whether it's spoiled or not.
Right.
So, right, so the machlokes is going to buy in Rava, whether Recha is Milsahi. Is the smelling significant or insignificant? So the Ran starts off by saying that, what would be the simple explanation of this machlokes about Recha, Milsa, or not Milsa? Exactly. So the simple pshat, says the Ran, would be, it's a machlokes, whether smelling is a significant enough hana to violate an isser hana. But the Ran says, that can't be the pshat, for a couple reasons, right? If you don't mind, Moshe. See the second line? It says, b'hacha like a lememer. Right, because the Gemara brings a raya, right? She says lema katanai, where the machok is tanai in the case of smelling, right, wine of truma, and truma, right, is truma aser bahana? No, truma is not aser bahana. It's only aser ba'achila, right, or shtia. So therefore, the Ran says that the pshan reicha milsa can't be. Therefore, it's considered hana because then it wouldn't carry over to truma. So that can't be the pshat. And another raya, the od is the key for us. Right, we pass in the davar she'ino mechavin is mutter. Right, exactly. And therefore, right? And therefore, if you get hana, but you're not mechaving for it, it's going to be mutter. And in our case, right, we're not dealing with a Russia who's specifically trying to right to be makabel hana from the Yainasach. It's a chas v'shalom. Right, it's a case we're trying to check, as Rashi says, trying to check whether it's spoiled or not. So it's clearly right. The guy is eino mechavin for the hana. So says the Ran. Therefore, if the iser breicha milsa is hana, davar sheino mechavin would say it's mutter. And now for our purposes, this is the key. V'chi tema. So if you're going to say, no, the reason why it's usher is because it's Pesik Reisha. And we know there's an exception to the heter of Davar Sheinu Miskaven, that if you're automatically going to get, you know, do the usher, in this case, you're automatically going to get the Hana, therefore it should be usher Pesik Reisha. Ron answers, is the big Yisod. Here's the key. The Ron establishes the Yisod. When it comes to Yisuri Hana, there's no usher of Pesik Reisha. Right? The heter of Davar Sheinu Miskaven is going to apply in all cases. And again, the Yisod is coming out that because there is, right, this is, when it comes to Hana, there's not such a clear connection between the Gavra and the Chavta, which you're getting Hana from. So therefore, says the Ran, you need to have Kavana in all cases to dictate that you're mechaving for the Hana, and therefore that the Hana is a primary action. So then the Ran in context says, oh, Pshat and Reicha Milsa must not be that it's a din in, that's considered hana, but rather that's considered, it's not considered a hana, but it's rather considered achila. Right? The fumes are so strong that it's as if you're eating the wine, and that's why it carries over to truma, and that's why there's no tour of Davar Sheinu Miskaven, because, right, misasek v'chlavim v'arayos, shekeinet. But those details are not less important for us, but again, what I'm establishing with this run is this very important yesod, that when it comes to yisuri hana, right, in order to have the tseruf between the Gavra and the Chavta, this Kabbalah's Hana must be the primary motivation of the person. And therefore, there's no Isra of Pesik Reisha. So now we're going to see that this, according to many Rishonim, is the Pshat in Mitzvah's Lavi Hanasim. Right, according to most Rishonim, let's say Rashi, Uriel, if you were to describe, when Rashi explains Pshat in Mitzvah's Lavi Hanasim, all over the place, what in essence is he saying? That because what's the purpose of mitzvos? Not the,
you don't get hana.
Exactly. He's saying the purpose is not the hana. It's rather what?
It's rather
it's all right. All nitnu or gzeras hamelech. Right. So how do you see Rashi all over the place? Let's start off with the Rashi and Chavches. In all cases, and many Rishonim are going to say that they say that the pshat in mitzvos lav lehanas nitnu is that the purpose of mitzvos is not the hana. It's rather, right, the purpose is not the hana, it's rather gzeras hamelech. It's lo'ol. Let's just see a couple of the Rashis. Uriel, do you have the Rashi?
I don't have
you don't have it here?
See,
Dear Mas Loli Hanas Ninu. Anyone have it handy? Moshe, do you have it handy? Dear Mas Loli Hanas Ninu. Right, mitzvahs were not given to Bnei Yisrael for the purposes of Hana. Ella, right, Ella Old, Atzavarayim, they're given as an old. Right, so Rashi says that here, right, Rashi says it's in Chulin Petes, Rashi says it's in Sukkot and Aleph, he says it's in Adarim Tesayin, he says it's in Erev and Tachlamid, right, all the Rashis in the Korish are basically saying the same idea, that because the purpose of mitzvahs is not for Hana, it's rather for Gzeres HaMelech or for Ol, therefore, Lo Nechshav Hana. The question is, what's the connection? In the end of the day, who cares what the purpose is? In the end of the day, you're getting Hana. There is a Hana of, you know, of the Schar, or however you want to say it, Schar Bolam Hazeh, Schar Bolam Baba, Yavasha Achas, however you want. In the end of the day, just because that's not the intended purpose, in the end of the day, you're still getting the Hana. So what's the idea of Rashi? So you're saying that the Pshat is like we're saying right now. Rashi is basically saying that in order for you to violate Isuri Hana, the Hana must be considered the primary purpose of my action. In order to be mitzarif, the Gavra, to the Chavtza, in order to be mitzarif, right, the person who's receiving the Hana to the item which is Asur Bahana, right? It must, that Kabbalah Sana must be defined as the primary Maisa that he's doing. So therefore, what Rashi is saying is that Al-Pidin, because Al-Pidin, objectively, right, the purpose of mitzvahs is not for the Hana, so therefore, irrespective of what the person happens to be mechavin for, it's not considered the primary Maisa that he's doing. He's doing a Maisa of Gzeres HaMelech. He's doing a Maisa mitzvah to be mekayim lo'ol. Not a Maisa mitzvah of a Maisa Hana. And that, I think, if you want to connect. So again, the same Yesod of the Ran in Chulin, who says, oh, you always need Kavana for the Hana to be considered your primary Maisa. So Ran is saying similar to that, but not about Kavana, but because mitzvahs love the Hana, because the purpose objectively of mitzvahs is not Hana, therefore, Al-Pidin, Hana is not considered the person's primary Maisa when it comes to Kiyum mitzvahs. Yes, Akiva. Yeah, I think it's the same. It's the same idea. He's using, I think, different words to say the same idea. I don't think so. And what's coming out of all of them is that the purpose of the Hana, but the Hana is not the primary purpose. It's just might not even be secondary. The primary purpose is lo'ol, Xeris Malk. We're explaining just, so who cares? End of the day, you're getting Hana. The point is, when it comes to Hana, it must be the Gavra's primary Maisa. Right? And just like the Ran, therefore says, therefore you always need Kavana for it to be your, you need Kavana for the Maisa, for it to be your, considered your primary Maisa. When it comes to Mrs. Lovely Hana, the Yisod for Rashi and others, is that by definition, it's never the Hana is never considered your primary Maisa, because that's not the intended purpose, objectively. Even if you're mechaving for the Hana, it doesn't matter. Objectively, that's not the purpose, and therefore it's not considered your primary Maisa. Yeah.
A little along the same lines. I mean, the last Rashi here, yeah, slightly different language. The other ones are like, oh, it's Altus Eved, or it's yeah. There it's like a more passive. Yeah. Less of a...
But I think he's saying is that Hilchach, yeah, right, I think Moshe's referring to Rashi and Erevin, where he says, because mitzvahs lav lehanas nenu, Hilchach, mishum hana'a, lo ichpaslan. Lo ichpaslan. Which is basically saying, the hana'a, which I admit exists, because objectively there is hana'a of kiyam mitzvah, but halachically, it doesn't bother us. Halachically, it doesn't violate any iser, because we're suggesting now, because mitzvah the gavra, it's not his primary maisa. Yeah, all right.
Why does the fact that Hashem told us to do it mean that it's okay to do it with this or not? Maybe Hashem wants us to do it now with this or not.
Yeah.
I have a start for that, but...
But even on a, you know, I agree with that. It's point number one, and that, again, that's more similar to the approach number two. That's like in Akhami there is Hana, but it's like Doche. But I don't think that's in Rashi, because Rashi, especially in Rashi and Sukkah, maybe we should read it when he says Ein. Right, Rashi and Sukkah says Ein Kiyum Mitzvos Hana Zaguf. Rashi Nedarim, the Halo Chashiva Hana Mitzvah. It's not that in Akhami is Hana, but you have an overriding factor which is Doche. But it sounds like that's not considered Hana for the purposes of Yisuri Hana. So we're suggesting, so what's the connection? Once it's Gzeres HaMelech, that defines that the primary Maisa that the person is doing is a Maisa to Mekayim Gzeres HaMelech. Oh, there's getting Hana? That's secondary. And based on this Ran, this idea is that it needs the Maisa Hana needs to be the primary Maisa in order for you to violate. Yeah, David. Yeah. And therefore, when it comes to Yisuri Hana, right, you only violate Yisuri Hana when the Kabbalah, when the Maisa Hana is the primary act that you're doing. What? Exactly, because there's no Tzera. Exactly. So just quickly, right, in addition to the to Rashi, there are many Rishonim who say this idea. Who say, Shana, mitzvah le'anas nenu, is that the Hana is not the purpose of the mitzvah. So let's quickly go through it. The next one is the Ran, and Zayinah and Allah B'dal Peiros. Let's go through it, because Rishonim are basically saying the same idea, and it's all based on the same Yisod. So Zayinah and Allah B'dal Peiros, and the Ran is explaining, at least here, he's explaining Pshat in Mrs. Lovely Hanas Nidu. See, Dira Maschel of Imtaka Yatza. For me, it's the bottom of Zayinah and Allah. Anyone have it handy? You have it, Shirley?
Yeah.
Can you go for it?
Uh,
imsak yatsu dimitsu slav lahana snisnu love nisnuli israel lias ki yumam right the nakana to for yourself to be on the hana for the purpose of hana elalo savare and nisnu.
Very much like Rashi. Exactly. So like the Ran, right, quotes right, in line with Rashi, says the pshat of mitzvah lahana snisnu is that objectively, this is not the purpose. And again, what's the idea there? Again, like Rashi, that because the yisod of a Suriyana is that it needs to be the Gavra's primary purpose in order, primary maisa in order to vada. So you have Rashi's all over the place. We have the Ran. We also have the Meiri. The Meiri in Chavches. Anyone have the Meiri with them? Meiri has a similar formulation. And there's Dira Maskal of Misha Talosh. There you have it, Shalom. So the Meiri Dira Maskal Misha Talosh. Here in the middle, Misha Talosh, a couple lines in, Elisha Atam Mipnei. See that? As we're discussing in the Eli, it says Elisha Atam Mipnei Sha'afal Pisha Asir Ba'ana, Hare Ein Kan Hana Laguf. Right, this is key, right? He says, oh, what do you mean it's not Hana? Isn't there Hana when it comes to Kiyama Mitzvah? This is the key line, right? This is to Ari's point, right? Whenever Rishon says, right, that Ina, right, the Hana is Kiyama Mitzvah, Ina Nikreis Hana, doesn't sound like, oh, there is Hana and something is overriding it. It sounds like, Midin Isuri Hana, this is not the type of Hana which is Asr. And what's his Pshat? Acher She'in. Shalom. Right. Again, he's saying because the purpose of Kume Mitzvah is not for Hana, and he says, oh, what's the proof? Because even if a particular Mitzvah is going to bring you Tsar, you still have to do it. So that proves that the purpose of Mitzvah is not to bring you Hana. Again, the same idea of Rashi and the Ran, now we have the Meiri, all saying that objectively the purpose of Mitzvah is not the Hana, and therefore that's not considered the primary Maisa of the Gam. And we also have the Rimil Anil. The Rimil Anil is on the Kuro sheet. Yosef, you have the Rimil Anil there?
Yeah.
See the second line, it says, Vim Taka Yatza.
Vim Taka Yatza, how many says not? How many says not?
He goes on to some, right? Again, the same idea that the purpose that mitzvahs are we're not given for Hana, but rather Mishum Ol. So again, all these Rishonim, Rashi, Ran, Meiri, Rimelanil, and Rav Avram Minahar is about to say something similar. I guess Yosef, once you're at it, right? At the, towards the end, mitzvahs lav lehanas
nenu. Yeah, mitzvahs
lav lehanas. Right. So all these Rishonim, and a lot of them, are all emphasizing that they're not. This is not the purpose, the objective purpose of mitzvos, are basically saying this idea that you're breaking the tziruf mitzad the gavra by saying it's, since it's not the gavra's primary maisa, again, not based on what's going on in his mind, objectively, al pidin, because this is not the purpose of mitzvos, therefore al pidin, when a person performs a mitzvah, the primary maisa is not defined as a maisa hana, it's rather a maisa of, you know, Avodas HaMelech, or Gzeres HaMelech, or all. Right? So again, I want to be very clear. Even if a particular person says, I want to do this mitzvah for a Hana, it doesn't matter. Right? Al Pi Din, that's not considered the primary act of the mitzvah. So again, those are all these Rishonim. We're again all focusing on the primary purpose of the mitzvah, and therefore says that's not the Gavra's primary mitzvah. And a very prominent Achron, who again has a whole Ma'aracha, but again, but in the end of the day, when you think about it, it comes down to this idea of defining the Maisa of the Gavra to not be a Maisa Hana. Who's that prominent Achron? Rav Shimon Shkab. So Rav Shimon Shkab is a beautiful, beautiful, difficult, but beautiful piece in the Darim Simen Yud Beis, the head you see. And Rav Shimon, again, is going to develop a whole Ma'aracha here, and in that he's going to account for Mitzvahs Lav Lehanas Nenu along these lines that it's about dictating that the primary maisa of the gavra is not a maisa hana. But let's go into it. So Rav Shimon Shkab starts off by developing that there are two different categories of isuri hana. So let's read this again. Ari, would you mind? Right, the beginning.
Yeah.
Exactly, right? So the breakdown is right? Hana, which is the intended purpose of a certain item. What's an example? I think he gives an example later. But what's an example? Let's say take wine. Right, what's the intended hana of wine? To be drunk. So when it comes to the hana, which is omed lekach, i.e. the drinking of wine. So what's the nature of the isra hana? This is the key. Us. Okay, so this is very important. So says Rav Shimon, right? When you're talking about a hana, which is the omed lekach, which is the intended purpose of this chafza, i.e., right, drinking of wine, so then the nature of the iser is going to be just the kabbalas hana, the totsah, the result of getting the hana. Very important. So again, a hana, which is the intended purpose for this chepetz, the nature of the iser is not a maisa hana, it's rather just the totsah, the result of getting hana. So the iser is to lamaisa, right, no pun intended, is just to, right, practically receive hana from that object. So if practically you receive hana from drinking the wine, that's the nature of the iser. Masha Ankain, let's see the other version. When you're dealing with a hana, which is not the intended purpose, what's a non-intended purpose, hana, for, let's say, wine, for example? Smelling. So when it comes to smelling the wine, says Rav Shimon, there's a fundamentally different nature of the iser. It's not the totsah of receiving hana, it's rather what? Us. Okay, so it's a very hard to unpack that, but in essence, what Shimon is saying is that when it comes to a hana, which is eino omed lekach, the unintended purpose, like smelling of wine, so there the iser is not just the totsah of kabbalas hana, it's rather what we'll call the maisa hana, right? When you're defined as doing a maisa of hishtamshus shel hana with the item, then it's aser. So it's very important. When it comes to the intended hana, and that's the totsah, right? Just the practical totsah of receiving hana, that is the iser. When it comes to a eino omed lekach, so there the nature of the iser is a maisa hana. And we're going to see right now there are very important nafkamina about whether the nature of the iser is just the totsah of receiving hana, or whether the nature of the iser is to do a maisa hana with the chepetz. Outside, Ari, what's a nafkamina between whether the iser is a maisa hana or just the totsah of kabbalas hana? What would be a klal, a heter, which would apply to one and not the other? Excellent. Whether kavana is relevant, right? The heter of misasik or davar shein miskaven, as we discussed in previous shiurim, when it comes to mitzvah shechus kavana, we're discussing with Ari about this, right? There's yisod when it comes to misasik, right? When you don't have any kavana, it's as if you're not mitzuref to the maisa. The way Rav Shimon says it is that it's as if it's a maisa kof, right? It's not considered ena chashiva lepulas adam rak maisa kof ba'alma. This is yisod when it comes, if you don't have kavana for a certain maisa, it's not yours. It's not connected to you, right, at all. So says Rav Shimon, that's therefore the heterim of misasik and davar shein miskaven are only going to apply to hanos which are eino omed lekach, where the nature of the iser is a maisa hana. So then davar shein miskaven misasik, you're going to say, oh, you're not mitzuref to that maisa hana because you didn't have any kavana. But when it comes to the omed lekach type, when it comes to, right, for example, right, the intended purpose, let's say eating or drinking of the wine, so then in the end of the day, since you got that hana and that's the iser, it doesn't matter that you're not mitzuref because it's not about the maisa; it's just about the totsah of the kabbalas hana. That's one set of nafkamina between these two types, whether it's the maisa hana or the totsah of kabbalas hana, is whether the factors, the heterim of davar shein miskaven / misasik, which are all about breaking the gavra's seraph to the maisa, well, that's going to apply. If the nature is the maisa hana, then it's going to apply. If the nature is just the totsa of kabbalah hana, so then it doesn't matter you didn't have kavana because of the maisa, right? In the end of the day, you got that hana. Sorry, Yaakov.
Yeah, I just wanted to know, the term is davar shein miskaven,
misasik,
totally
individual. One more time.
The terms of davar shein miskaven and misasik are totally individual.
No, they're different levels of lack of hana. So you bring them together, but at different levels. And it sounds like you're total lack of awareness of the mice you're doing, and the Rosh Hashanah is a lower level of lack of awareness. But for these purposes, he's saying that both the total, meaning the nature of both, that they're breaking your connection to the Maisa, and therefore only Shayach if the nature of the Isser is the Maisa, which for him is only the Eino Omeid L'Kach types. But in addition to the Nafka Mina of Davar Sheni Miskaven / Misasik, there's another Nafka Mina that he mentions at the end. Our Sugya of what? Mitzvos Lav Lehanasinu. Because Rav Shimon explains that the Yisod of Mitzvos Lav Lehanasinu, which is very similar to what we were developing before, that's where we're putting them all in the 1A approach. It's all, you know, breaking the Tzeirah Mitzvah the Gavra. What Rav Shimon explains in Mitzvos Lav Lehanasinu is that it basically dictates that the Maisa that you're doing is not a Maisa Hana, because objectively the purpose of Mitzvos is not the Hana, but it's rather Gzeiras HaMelech. So therefore, objectively, the Maisa that the Gavra is doing is not a Maisa Hana, it's rather a Maisa of Gzeiras HaMelech. So says Rav Shimon, therefore, this Klal of Mitzvos Lav Lehanasinu is only going to apply to an Isser Hana, where the Kovei of the Isser is the Maisa Hana. Because if for a particular Isser, which, you know, where the Isser is the Maisa Hana, Mitzvos Lav Lehanasinu says, you didn't do a Maisa Hana. You didn't do a Maisa Hana, you did a Maisa of Gzeiras HaMelech. But, says Rav Shimon, if you're dealing with a Hana, which is Omei Lekach, where the nature of the Isser is not a Maisa Hana, but just the Totsah of Kabbalah Hana, right? And remember, what was the example from our Gemara, which he gives? Mayan. The Mayan. Right? The Mayan's intended purpose is to cool off a person. So says Rav Shimon, different mitzvahs, Lav Lehanasinu, is not going to apply to be Matzah the Hana from a Mayan, because there, it's not a Maisa Hana, which is Aser, there it's just the Totsah of receiving Hana, and in that case, Lamaisa, you receive the Hana, and therefore, just like the Ptura Misasek and Davar Sheni Miskaven is not going to apply in those cases, so too Mitzvahs Lav Lehanasinu, as a Heter, is not going to apply. Okay? So it's very important what's coming out of, right, all these Rishonim and of Shimon Shkap, is this idea, again, that the reason why it's low Nechsh of Hana, the reason why all these Hanas, which are real, there's a Hana of Kabbalah, right? The Schar, Olam Hazeh, Olam Haba, Yafisha, Chasvitorah, Mitzvah. These are all real Hanas, but yet they don't, the low Nechsh of Hana when it comes to Isuri Hana, because Isuri Hana only apply when the Maisa Hana is considered the primary act of the Gavra. But in this case, when it comes to Mitzvahs, since Mitzvahs, Lav Lehanasinu, according to all those Rishonim, right, it means Al Pidin, the primary act that you're doing is a Maisa of Gzeres HaMelech and not a Maisa Hana. But yeah, it connects to the Ram Chulin who highlights this idea that when it comes to Yisuri Hana, right, the Maisa Hana needs to be your primary Maisa, therefore you always need Kavana and the Psik Resha doesn't apply. Any questions on approach one way? All that, it's all Mitzvah the Gav. Yeah.
Yes, it's distinction between these two different kinds of Hana. When the Gemara says Mitzvah the Hana, it doesn't say like, oh, Mitzvah the Hana is good. The Hana is the primary Hana. It's saying that like, Mitzvah the Hana, there's no Hana. So.
Rav Shimon is going to say that anytime, he's going to say, oh, the cases where the Gemara says Mitzvahs Lav Lehanasinu don't apply, he says, oh, because those are all Omei Lekach. That's what he's going to say. Yeah,
so
Steve.
We have to look into different types of mitzvahs. Like we have the shofar, we have to turn the
what Mitzvahs Lav Lehanasinu dictates is that the mitzvah is never the primary purpose. Well, Maya is not a chatzish mitzvah. Meaning its purpose is the hanas, the guf, just providing, cooling you off. What? Yeah, the point is, but the mitzvah part, that's not the intended purpose. But again, even if something is used b'ikr for a mitzvah, that's not considered no. Because the ikr, because mitzvah is by definition like Zeres Melech.
Once people establish something that's used for a mitzvah, it's not like it's not something that can be used for a mitzvah.
So it's always going to be mitzvah. Yeah, exactly.
Let's see what?
I think the way according to Lelius Rishon Shkap spells it out is that because water, you categorize water in general. When it comes to defining Omei Lekach in Omei Lekach, it's not this particular body of water, it's water in general. And since water in general, it's the primary hana that it provides man is through cooling off, as he's assuming, and therefore the gedar iser is the totsa of receiving a knot, not a maisa. That's why he says it. You could have argued on that point, but and say, oh, be done each case differently, that's not the way, you know, yeah.
Rashi would have to, Rashi and all these other Shonim would have to apply this instead of Shemesh Kap in order to answer up for like Maya, let's say?
So we'll get back to it a little later. There might be other ways to explain that, but you don't need Rav Shimon to explain the Mayan case. We'll get back to it later. Right? We'll get back to it later. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, good. Okay, so again, just before we move on to the other approach, just to point out, that's a parallel in Halakha. You might have been wondering why I had you see this Tosas and Shabbos. Sounds really random. I just wanted to point out that sometimes in Halakha, right, we care, like just like here we're saying, when it comes to Yisuri Anah, right, you only violate Yisuri Anah when the Maisa Anah is your primary Maisa. So I just want to point out that we find in other places in Halakha where also we care about, not just, we care about what your primary Maisa is defined as. So I'm going to bring the Tosos, I was bringing the Tosos in Shabbos as a parallel where we see this type of idea. It's not about Isuri Anah, it's just a parallel in the world of Halakha where we care about, you know, defining what your primary Maisa is and what your secondary Maisa is. Anybody remember, what is the Tosos in Shabbos I'm discussing? Anyone remember, anyone back there? David, do you remember the context of Tosos in Shabbos? Exactly, right? When it comes to bringing, right, there's the Machokas and Beitza. Details don't really matter for our purposes, about are you allowed to bring, let's say, Nedarim and Adavos on Yontif? Because you're going to be eating them. Are we talking about Shlomit, right? There should be a Heter Ochel Nefesh. Because although it's a Karban, but you're also eating them. So shouldn't there be a Heter Ochel Nefesh? There's one day in the Gemara there, right? It says no. Right? Because the Iker is L'Shamayim, therefore there's no Heter Ochel Nefesh. So Tosis is going to spell out that Yisod is, when it comes to Heter Ochel Nefesh, in order to have that heter and yontif, that must be, right, the ochel nefesh must be the primary motivation behind this particular malacha. But if it's only a secondary motivation, then you're not going to have the heter ochel nefesh. Let's just see this really quickly. David, would you mind? Right, so right in these cases, according to the Deya that says you can't, you know, bring karbanos on yontif, you also can't bring shtei alechem on yontif, is the key. Afalpi. Right, even though you're eating part of the karban, there is ochel nefesh there. Still no. Mishum di ikaron letzorach kavoa. When it comes to the heter ochel nefesh, the kovea is what is considered the primary maisa, the primary motivation. And when it comes to, according to that mandamer, the primary motivation is legavoa, is the carbon to Hashem, and the ochel nefesh for people, for Adam, is only secondary, therefore that doesn't trigger the heter. So I'm just trying to bring a raya that sometimes in halacha, it's not just, lemaisar, is there ochel nefesh here? Because lemaisar, there is ochel nefesh here. Same thing by Isuri Anah. Lemaisar, you are getting hana. There is char ba'olam hazeh, there is char ba'olam haba. But sometimes in halacha, we see this yisod, that it's not just, Lamaisa, are you getting hana? Lamaisa, is there heter? Is there ochel nefesh? Since we care, in order for this maisa either to trigger the iser of Isuri Anah, or to trigger the heter of ochel nefesh, you know that, you know, you must be primarily defined either as hana to trigger the iser, or be primarily defined as ochel nefesh to trigger the heter. That's just a dimyon in halacha where we care about what is defined as the primary maisa. So it's ankan, it's called approach. Right, 1a, that the way, again, we're breaking the tzeruv, all right, what Mitzvah Slav Lehanos is doing is that it's breaking tzeruv mitzad the gavra by saying, it's not the gavra's primary maisa, the gavra's primary maisa is not a maisa hana, it's rather a maisa of gzeras hamelach, and therefore there is no iser hana. We're now going to see a second group, called approach 1b, that you're breaking the tzeruv mitzad the chavtza. Moshe, what do I mean by that? What does that mean, you break the tzeruv of mitzad al chavtza? Who says this idea?
That would be the...
Excellent, the Ritzvah. Right, the Ritzvah and the Ran, right, are going to say this very interesting idea. It's like, no, don't focus on it not being the Gavra's primary Maisa. Focus on the fact that this is an indirect mitzad al chavtza. That this is not the direct hana, right? The hana that you're talking about, the hana of Kiyum HaMitzvot, is not a direct hana from the Chafza. It's too indirect. It's groma. So therefore, there's no connection mitzad the gavra to the chavtza, because mitzad the chavtza, it's too indirect. Right? This hana that the gavra is getting is too indirectly connected to the chavtza, and therefore it's not, doesn't fall under the iser of Yisur Yana. So let's see the ritva says this both in Sukkah and in Rosh Hashanah. Let's see the one in Sukkah first. Yoel, would you mind? You see, the one in Sukkah is on the third page of the Maror Mekomos. It's the third line down. Sorry. The V'tayim Adiyatza. Right, so that's the kasha we pointed out yesterday. So he's asking, like, what do you mean there's no ana? There is ana. There's a schar. So here is the key for the ritva. Right, so that's the key line, right? You only violate an Isra Hana if the Hana that you're receiving is coming directly from the Chifetz. For example, I will get to assume, the Mayan, right? The Mayan directly cools you off. That's Hana, which is coming directly from the water, which is Asur Bana. But the fact that you're using, let's say, a shofar, you know, the fact that it gets you Hana because through the Kiyama Mitzvah that gets you Schar, that's too indirect, and therefore that Hana that the Gavra is receiving is not Mitzuraf enough to the Chavtza in order for the Isser Hana to be triggered. Right? So that's the Ritzvah in Rosh Hashanah, in Sukkah. Actually, let's go on. It's very, very important examples. Meaning, even though, right, you're getting a na, you're now tar. Le slumba, because again, it's too indirect. Right, the anasa guf, if it's yibnos achama, that's direct. But the fact that it, you know, creates a heter begavra that you're now tar instead of tummy, that's too indirect. V'chein. Right, we also apply mitzvah l'anasenu to the case of chalitza. So he's going to ask fa'afal gav. Right, so we get to this later in the sugya, but basically, oh, what do you mean now? She has a heter l'shuk. She can now get remarried. She's, forget the hanos kima mitzvah. There's other hanos that she receives. Answers all that is too indirect. It's not directly connected to the chavtza in order for to violate isuri hana. What?
It's not even you.
No.
You're doing the shuk.
But question mitzida then, meaning from her perspective, it should be also. Right. So again, if you're right, if it was just right, and you wouldn't be able to use it because of her hana. Yeah.
When somebody steals something, is there only Isser Hana or there's also Isser Hana?
One more time?
If somebody steals something, is there Isser Hana off the bottom of the stall?
You're not allowed to use it. Correct.
So,
I don't know if it's considered Isser Hana or that's a continued
gaza. It can't be
Isser Hana
because then it's going to...
Yeah, I don't think it's an Isser Hana, but you're not allowed to use it because it's like gaza. Sorry, what's the connection?
When he's asking what shofar does, it will be different than shofar show. Than any of the other shofar.
So regardless, the reason it's not an issue, even if it's stolen, so he says the claw itself is not an issue, but if the claw is out of this hearing, but the reason you use the shofar is stolen.
You're not allowed to use it in the chasila. All the Rambam is saying is that you're Yosef Adiyavit, but not that you can use it with Chachila. Okay? Okay. Good. So, right, so the Ritzvah, again, in Sukkah, makes it very clear that in order for you, the Yisod of Mitzvah Slav Lihanas Nenu is basically because the Hanas Kiyam is too indirect from the Chavtza. Right? So then there's no connection between the Gavra to the Chavtza because Mitzvah the Chavtza, it is too indirect. Yeah.
So, to approach like one hand, you would say that Mitzvah Slav Lihanas Nenu is more
it defines, you know, like the Maisa is not a Maisa Hana.
Right. But here, it sounds like the Mitzvah Hana speaking is just like a phrase we use to describe something that we already knew.
That what? Are you using?
We already knew.
Or maybe this establishes that idea. It could be that Mitzvah Hana is, you know, for the Ritzvah establishes the Yisod.
This is what the paradigm for all Yisrael, not in the case. I mean, would this apply in non-Mitzvah cases?
Yeah.
So then it's... then it's just like.
I mean, it sounds like mitzvah l'alehanas denu. Again, this is not so meduyuk in the lashon of mitzvah l'alehanas denu. I should point out, because further, first of part 1a, it's all about what is the purpose of mitzvahs to define what is the primary ma'isa of the gavra. But here, it's not about mitzvahs, whether it's l'alehanas denu or l'alehanas denu, it's all about whether it's an indirect
right.
from the chetza.
Right.
Yeah, then it also you'd be potter.
So
he said there's no iser. Yeah, yeah. Again, according to the mitzvah. It's more din in isuri hana. That isuri hana has to come directly from the chetza, which is aser b'hana. And mitzvah l'alehanas denu, maybe establishes that principle, but it's really a din in isuri hana. Okay, good, excellent. Okay, good. I should point out that the ritzvah in Rosh Hashanah. The ritzvah in Rosh Hashanah has a slightly different lashon. It's the same idea, but also stresses it in terms of how do you be monitored whether it's direct or indirect. And remember, I don't have the ritzvah in Rosh Hashanah. The ritzvah in Rosh Hashanah, Dear Masav Im Taka Yatza, again, is an interesting, litmus test for what is defined as direct and what's defined as indirect. And from the ritzvah in Sukkah, it's not so clear. It's what's direct, what's indirect. But in the ritzvah in Rosh Hashanah, he makes it very, very clear. This is Dear Maschil Ragin Taka Yatza. This? Yeah. You see, anyone have it?
Yeah.
So we go for it, and you see, Lahachin Akhtina Taima Tahalav Anah Chashiva, the Mislav Yahanas Tanu.
Wait, what are the words after Vim Taka Yatza?
My Taima?
No, I don't have it. Though.
Oh, you don't have it? No. Anyone have it? Oh, go for it, Stephen. See, there's a line like Pirish when he gives the Pirish of Mislav Yahanas Tanu? He says, Perish the Afagav the Ikaschar. No? How many of you find that? I'll just.
I have no idea.
Perish the Afagav the Ikaschar mitzvahs. Hayalma. You got it? Okay, go for it. It's the same yisod that's not direct. But what's the gedder of direct or indirect? You just read it, right? Im as, what do you say? Exactly, timing, right? The ritzvah in Rosh Hashanah points out that one shear, right, in terms of what is considered direct, is if the hana comes bebas achas, right when you do the act. The anah comes right away. When you go into a maya, right away you get cooled off. That's a shear in it being direct. But if you do a mitzvah that you can get tzchar later in your life or olam haba, that's indirect because of the timing. So again, the ritzvah just adds, in Rosh Hashanah, adds that a shear in what's considered direct or indirect is whether is the timing of the anah. Are you receiving the anah immediately? If you receive the anah immediately, then that's considered direct. That's considered direct and it's included. But if it's delayed, then it's considered indirect. Consider like a grammar. Yeah. One more time. Which hana though? But the hana's kiyum a mitzvah is referring to it's like schar. So the schar that you would get in that remember,
it doesn't work with the chasam.
Yeah, and it means the chasam's over.
Yes.
Meaning, especially for the ritzvah who's focusing on like the schar that you're going to get, olam hazeh, olam haba, that's delayed. Right? The point is, according to the Chassam Sofer, it's just in terms of the quality of your life, it's a good hara, it wouldn't apply. And the Chassam Sofer, the Shittas, was a different mahalach. He misses a lot of the honesty. But excellent. Excellent. Oh, we have a couple minutes left. Oh, just a couple points left. So again, so the ritzvah is clearly saying, both in Rosh Hashanah and Sukkah, right, that the way to break the tzirah between the gavra and the chetza is by focusing on the chetza, right? That the hana, when it comes to mitzvahs, is too indirectly connected to the chetza because it's too indirect. You do a mitzvah with the chayfetz, and then somehow indirectly, it gets you schar. That's too much of a grum. But pointing out, there's another ritzvah on Chav Chesam and Aleph, Dear Maschil Amar Rava. So here the ritzvah is discussing the case of a moldir hana michaveram. If you're moldir hana from your friend, the Gemara says mutter that your friend can blow for you. So Moshe, do you remember what was the question that the ritzvah is bothered by?
it's bothered by some creation portion that some people say that even Rosh Hashanah, even like Rosh Hashanah, someone that you remove, you're not going to get enough from, they can blow.
He can give you a concert. It's okay, let's share. Rosh Hashanah says, no, of course, in that case. You know, you're going to get hana. That's going to be a problem. It's only, oh. But then he says, but even the case of mitzvah, shouldn't it be, isn't it a psik resha? Ask the mitzvah. Isn't it a psik resha that you're going to get hana? The mitzvah answers, no, technically it's not a psik resha because it's not automatic. You're not always going to get hana.
And that's arguing on the previous wrong.
Very good. The key what I want to come out of it is that the mitzvah is very clear that he does apply psik resha to hana. Right? The mitzvah, by asking the question, by saying, oh, isn't it a psik resha that you're going to get hana? He doesn't answer by like the Ram by saying, oh, there's no psik resha by hana. He just says, no, technically it's not psik resha because you might not get hana in this case. So the Ritzvah here is arguing on the Ram. The Ritzvah says that psik resha does apply to Isurei hana. And I think it works out very nice, Lishitas. Because the Ritzvah, I remember pointing out, you need to be mitzari if the gavra to the chatzah. So the approach 1A, we're all saying that, oh, in order for you to violate the Isser, it needs to be the primary Maisa of the Gavra. That was Rashi Udime. But the Ritzvah, right, is taking approach 1B. And he's, right, the Ritzvah is much more flexible mitzvah the Gavra. It doesn't have to be your primary Maisa. The problem, Mitzvah Slavayanos, who says the Ritzvah is that it's not direct, it's on the Cheftza. It's too indirect. So I think the fact that the Ritzvah is willing to apply psik resha to Isurei hana shows that he's much more flexible when it comes to the tzeir of mitzad gavra. He doesn't need you to have kavan in every single case. The Ritzvah is much more flexible and says, no, right? It's not that you're only going to violate Isurei hana when it's considered your primary maisa. No, even when it's not your primary maisa. That's why the Ritzvah will say their psik resha will apply to Isurei hana, even though it's not your kavana. Even though it's not your primary motivation, it's still going to violate Yisurei hana. Therefore, the Ritzvah Lishitaso, who doesn't require, when it comes to Yisurei hana, for the Maisa hana to be your primary motivation, that's why the Ritzvah can't say like Rashi. Ritzvah can't say that the Pshat of Mitzvah Slavli Hanas Ninu is that Mitzad the Gavra, it's not, right, it's not the primary motivation, the hana is not the primary motivation of the Gavra. Because the Ritzvah says you don't need Kavana in all cases of hana. He even was willing to apply psik resha. So all I'm just pointing out, it's a ha'ara. If you get it, great. If not, not terrible. And this is the Ritzvah, who explains the pshat of mitzvah slavli hanasnu, is all about breaking the tzeir of mitzad v'cheftza, right? Basically, doesn't think that mitzad the gavra, that you only violate isurei hana when it's the primary ma'isa. So the Ritzvah, again, who's focused mitzad v'cheftza, l'shitaso says, yeah, you can violate Isurei hana even if you don't have kavana, even if it's not your primary maisa, because he's much more flexible when it comes to you know, the gavra, you know, part of things. Okay, that was just all right, you got it, great. If not, no. Last Rishon, again, who also says that the pshat in mitzvah slavli hanasinu is about breaking the tzeir of mitzvah chavtza, right? Not only was it the Ritzvah, but who else said this? The Ran. Right, the Ran and Sukkah. We'll conclude. Right, so again, if you look at the Ran, who hasn't read? Uriel, do you have the Makar sheet? Right, so the Ran al Rif, this is in Sukkah, Yadalit. So yeah. The Ran again seems to adopt the Ritzvah's approach. It's all about breaking the Tzeiruf, Mitzah the Chavsa. Go for it.
Okay, so the time of the Yotzah, you shouldn't be Mitzvah the Chavsa. So the reason why you don't say with the Olu or something, yeah. I don't know exactly the context.
Exactly.
But it's because Mitzvah is the Lav the Chavsa.
So that's the kasha. What do you mean it's not hana? There is hana. It's schar.
Right, but he rejects that right off. He said,
in the Garma,
I guess like it's Garma. Garma, but Garma comes in the...
Right, it's only Grama. It's indirect from the Chavtza.
Yeah. Fine. Okay, and someone who says that he's taking that thing back again off from this stream, he's allowed to take, go to Mikva in it. When it's raining, even then, it could go from that. He's not actually getting hung off from the water itself, because he's getting, it's the same with the rain and the water. It's not like it's
not indirect.
The same as if it was hot.
Exactly.
Even though he's getting scarred from the mitzvah, he's going to go from the hatar and he's getting hung off from that. He's going to be able to now do a bunch of things now that he's Tar. Lais Lavan is not considered to be Hanaf.
Exactly, it's right, same idea. And in the end, he says, "Kevan de la Misanya Megufa Shel Isser." Whenever you're not getting enough from the actual goof, directly from the goof, Grama Ba'amu. So again, so you have both the Ritzvah and the Ran saying that the Pshat and Mitzvah Salah Hanas Nidu is that the Hanas Kiyam, right, is too indirectly, you know, connected to the Chatza, right, and the only Suri Hana which violate Isser Hana is when they come directly from the Chatza. So in short, what we've seen today, a lot of very important Yisodos. Just to summarize, then when it comes to Yisuri Anah, in contrast to Yisuri Achila, when it comes to Achila, you're eating the item itself, you're putting it in your body. It's a clear connection between the Gavra and the Chavtza. When it comes to Yisuri Anah, because when it comes to Hanah by its nature is much more indirect, right? So you need to, in order for a person to violate an Yisuri Anah with a certain Chavtza, there has to be a very tight seiruf, very tight connection between the Gavra and the Chavtza. And we saw that two different Mahalchim, right, with the mitzvah of the Hanas Nidu, are we breaking the tzir of mitzvah of the Gavra by saying, oh, it's not the primary maisa of the Gavra, because the primary maisa is not a maisa hana, it's rather a maisa of Gzeres HaMelech, Rashi, do you make? Or you say, no, mitzvah of the Chetza, the only time you violate Yisuri Hana, so the Hana is coming directly from the Chetza, that's the Ritzvah and the Ran. We'll pick up the second approach on Sunday.
Right.
Yeah?
Ritzvah is the Gavra.